Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien. How may I assist you?
Hi, Daniel. I'm looking at my credit card charges and I have two to the same place that I don't recognize.
Can I get your first and last name, please?
The name on the credit card is Toby Varner.
I wasn't able to locate an account matching that first and last name. Can I please get your first and last name?
Joanne Varner.
Thank you. I was able to locate an account matching that first and last name. Can I please get you to confirm the address for security purposes?
Certainly, 1785 East Bombay Road, Hope, Michigan, 48628.
Thank you. I see that an entry was placed to win a pots and pan cookware set via a survey for $5.74. It was stated within the terms of agreements that it would enroll you into the discount membership club, where your chances of winning increase, and you receive a $199 voucher sent over to your email that you can use for their online shopping store.
I'm sure that didn't happen. Toby does not use the computer at all, and I don't use this credit card. So those charges didn't happen from him.
I do see that this is under Joanne, your first and last name, and the address provided does match what is on file. Do you recall filling out a survey to receive a pots and pan cookware set?
No.
Okay, so
I wouldn't have done that. I love my pots and pans.
I can go ahead and transfer you over to the fraud division. We take fraud very seriously along with our customer service. In the event that this is fraud, we will be transferring all the information over to your local authority so that they can prosecute anyone who's used your information without your authorization. In the event that you're filing a fraudulent fraud claim, there are penalties for doing so. Would you like my assistance or would you like to be transferred over to the fraud division?
Well, I just want these charges removed because they aren't ours. You know, we didn't make these charges, so I need to have, there's one for $67.32 and that one for $5.74.
Would you like me to assist you or would you like to be transferred over to the fraud division?
No, if you can assist me, that'd be great.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and cancel this so you're no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us. I can offer you a 35% refund as a courtesy.
What about the charge? I mean, we didn't make these charges.
The best I can do is offer you a 50% refund.
But we did not make these charges.
I can transfer over to the fraud division if you would like. The best thing that I can do is cancel this, make sure that this doesn't happen again, and issue you a 50% refund.
Would you do that, please?
Do you want to be transferred over to the fraud division, or would you like me to issue you that refund?
Issue the refund, please. And what would the refund be?
$33.66 refunded back to you.
Is that for both those charges, $67.32 and the $5.74?
I cannot issue a refund for the $5.74.
Why not?
Because that was the initial fee which enrolled you into the discount membership club. I'm unable to issue a refund for $5.74.
I just don't understand this. If I didn't make these charges, I don't use this credit card at all. So I don't understand why You know, you can issue the 50%, but you can't issue 50% on that initial charge. Do you have a manager there or supervisor you could speak to about this? Because actually the entire charge should be refunded.
So you're stating that you did not make this order, but you do not want to be transferred over to the fraud division. Best I can do is offer a 50% refund. We all follow the same protocols. My supervisor will tell you the same thing.
Well, you said if I went to the fraud department, there would be a fee involved.
That's if
why would I get a fee? I don't understand why I would get a fee if it's for a charge I didn't create.
So if you're making false claims of fraudulent charges, there are penalties for doing so because we do gather all the information after issuing you a full refund, such as IP address, background screening,
I see
all
what
this,
you're saying.
And then we transfer it to your local authorities for them to do an investigation. And if you're filing a fraudulent fraud claim, there are penalties for doing so, such as a fine.
I see. I misunderstood what you said. Then definitely turn me over to the fraud department.
Okay, give me 1 second. Because
I did not
notate,
make these charges.
I'm just going to notate the account and try to locate someone to transfer over to.
Thank you very much. Sorry for giving you a hard time.
Not at all. It's quite all right. I have located someone to transfer you over to. I'm transferring you over now.
Thank you very much.